get the point, but Jamaica had 10 points and didn't get into the next. So you never know what's going to happen, and Mexico got, you know, in goal difference. So once you get into that sort of, you know, that sort of situation,
do you have a good feeling about the talent of this opponent?
I would say yes, I have a good feeling if we're healthy. You know, when you're not healthy, then, you know, we saw a positive in the World Cup, then it's even the healthy players start to doubt the sort of cohesion of the team, because, you know, leaders are starting to disappear, and if we're healthy, I think I have a good feeling.
And who is your captain?
Simeon is a key player for you guys. Is that a concern that he hasn't been playing regular club football?
We could say that for quite a few of the players, can't we? The thing I like about Simeon is that he came into training and he tried to get himself involved as much as possible. Now, I know it's training, but I think he's going to be okay. I really think he's going to be okay. He's come off a preseason. Most of them are in good physical condition. We're fairly healthy, and I think he'll be all right.
And Atiba too is just coming back from the knee injury. So
he is a concern.
Yeah.
He's a concern because he's not at the fitness level that he probably should be, but he doesn't carry any factors, so it's no problem.
The lack of depth, for lack of a better word, is that a problem going forward? Like, how do we address that?
Well, I think we tried to address it in 2010 by giving so many players an opportunity to play for Canada, and I'm really happy we did that now, because we were hit with a rash of injuries recently of some key players. For me, they're key players, and I wanted to try certain combination of players, and I'm not going to be allowed to do that. I'm going to have to wait until October and maybe see if that's possible.
Who are your injury concerns now?
For this product here?
Yeah. Well, are you missing anybody? You said you couldn't get the...
Olivier Oshion, I promised him that he would be part of the qualification. He was very disappointed not to come to the World Cup. But I did promise him he would be part of the qualification and be given a fair chance to prove himself. And then he went and got injured. And it's the same thing with Ali. Ali got injured in the US game. He was not 100%. He tried to pick himself up for the Guadeloupe game, but he didn't have enough surgery, so he's going to be out for a while. So, you know, you have two of your strike force injured and then rough front. So it takes away a bit of depth up front, which you can argue it's probably the least place you could afford to lose.
You are obviously looking forward, as you said, getting through this round, the next round, and the final round. How do you think St. Lucia, the players in St. Lucia, are looking at this? Is this their World Cup, this round?
You know, I think the smaller Caribbean countries are very excited about this. They're concerned is can they afford to go to all the games and all of that, but, I mean, this is a big opportunity for them, and, in the opening games, there's going to be a lot of enthusiasm, and this is where it's going to be the most dangerous. Once you start, things start not going your way, then you start to doubt yourself. But in the opening games, I don't know if you remember in 2005 qualification for 2006, Mexico were almost surprised by St. Vincent. And I think they had to score late away from home to get the result. So, you have to be careful.
Do you have a firm number one goalkeeper going to these qualifiers, or is this sort of a testing ground to see who will win the job?
The two goalkeepers have been pushing themselves. I think in the back of my mind, I know what needs to be done. But right now, I'll leave them to guess and then to push themselves a little bit more.
Do you think, Stephen, that we're already seeing you as a coach are already seeing the benefits of MLS teams in Canada? I know they're expanding their youth ranks, but is there a difference happening now, or is it not yet?
Slightly. I mean, if you look at the under-17 team, I think the criticism was unfair, because if you look at the teams they played against, they were playing against very seasoned individuals. Uruguay, I mean, if you close your eyes, you didn't know it was under-17 tournament, you would have think it was under-20 or above. So, slowly but surely, we're getting there. But we're a long way off youth level still, you need a lot of numbers to be at that level, not just four or five players. You need more numbers to be competitive. But, you know, we've only just started. I don't care what anybody says. We've only just started. If you listen to some of the young players, the first time they're training 5 days a week to 10 months, which is what everybody else in the world does. So, you know, we're in the embryonic stage when it comes to that.
David Edgars only has a handful of
counts. Well, I mean, I had a chat with him last year. We sat down, I think it was in Ukraine, and I said, listen, you got to get yourself there. It's not that he hasn't played for like a season or was in and out. He hasn't already been playing consistently for a number of years. And he said, he's got to recognize it. He's been pushing himself. He's been trying to get there. So he's got some games on his belt now with Berlin. And I expect for him to challenge, to be free to say, I want to be a big part of this. He says he wants to be a big part of this.
What about Nan Anacker? I know you're trained in San Jose. You've kind of been fighting a little bit of injury problems. Is that the same thing? He has to get regular first team football at San Jose to be...
Yeah, I mean, he's got to get 100% healthy. He's got to start... With the young players, it's different. They don't have any experience to draw from. If you're an old player, you have experience to draw off of, and you can take that into competition. But for the young players, they need to be playing.
Adam Strace is one of the more notable absences from the squad. I'm just wondering if what his status is with the national team, and if you have any plans for him in the future to bring him into.
He's part of the pool. He's the same thing. He needs to play. And sometimes you have to weigh: is it better to bring him in here and take him away from a situation where he's fighting to get on a squad, or just leave him there and let him get on the squad, and then later on in the qualification bring him in? So it ticked the one half a dozen or the other when it came to making the selection.
Right, because it definitely looks like a very experienced squad that you're going with for these games. So is there kind of plans to bring some of the younger players once qualification is looking a little bit better?
Well, I'll think about that when that time comes. Now is not the time to do too much experimentation or to think about the player development. This is the time to deal with the business at hand.
Marcus Haber is kind of like the one big striker that you have in this camp, another young guy. How's he been doing in Scotland, and how did he do this week?
Well, he had a horrendous injury, and he's now coming back from that. He's got some playing time in Scotland, 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. He's looked lively in training, hopefully he's another one that can push and give us a different dimension off the bench or in the penalty area for that matter.
And I'm just wondering, one of the comments Neil made about St. Lucia, a lot of these guys, they're lower ranked players, and this is kind of like their World Cup. Is there any worry that, there's a chance to take a hard tackle on an Atiba Hutchinson or a Simeon Jackson to make their name? Is that a concern at all?
That's going to happen. That's going to happen. These guys are coming in there. Listen, I know the Caribbean attitude. Right? Nobody, you get respect, but once the game starts, there's no respect. Nobody is better than them. That's our attitude because I grew up there. Nobody is better than you at the time. So our players are going to have to expect that. Okay? They're going to do what is necessary. They want to win.
Like a number of players, they've had some injuries that have affected them over recent months. Julian de Guzman has had better form with TFC recently. How's he looked in camp?
I like what I see. He's been lively, he's been smiling, his head's up. I think he's starting to feel healthy again, and because he's feeling healthy, he's mentally on his way back, which is 90% of the battle.
Now, it's a long process to get to the World Cup, and the team could look different in 2 or 3 years now. Are there certain younger players that are 19, 20 now that could rise up and take bigger roles further down the road?
Let's put it this way. There's a few that I have my eyes on. Whether they could rise up and play international soccer, that's a big question, because my experience is sometimes you see players at the club level and they do very well, but it doesn't transfer onto an international scene. And without calling some names, I'm sure you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. So it remains to be seen how they will do it given the opportunity to play internationally.
How do you balance that process in terms of being focused on the tried and true guys and then, you know, still watching other guys and maybe even giving them a chance in friendlies over the next few years?
Yeah, I mean, in 2010, I think if it's one thing I cannot be criticized for is not bringing in a lot of young players and giving them some opportunity, even if it's to train with the squad and see what their levels are like. But right now, as I said, now it's qualification.
Joseph Dicciara is a player who's getting a lot of press just due to the fact that he's the lone Canadian in the Russian Premier League. I'm just curious, have you actually had a chance to see him play? Or
I saw some clips of a game he played. He has not been playing consistently. He's been on the squad, but not been playing. We tried to get some video, but there's no game of him actually playing except, I think, 6 months ago when he played in a game that he came on in. But other than that, no.
At the end of 2010, you outlined a plan to prepare for World Cup qualifying, which you wanted to see a whole bunch of players. You saw about 50 or so players. Are you on that plan right now? Are you where you want to be when it comes to that plan?
Well, that was kind of thrown out of balance when CONCACAF made the decision to go with this format and start in September. We thought it would have been the old format, so we'd have played a game in maybe June or July, and then we would not have started until 2012. So we had to readjust quickly.
How do you feel that that's affected your plans? In a positive way, in a negative way?
Well, I would say probably in a negative way, because you know you thought you would have 2 years to groom, but you don't. So you know, it was just a hiccup, really.
And I wanted to touch on that point you made about just growing up in the Caribbean. How much do you feel that growing up there, knowing what the mindset is, the psychology of the way those teams play, will benefit Canada?
Well, I think it's more CONCACAF. You have to know CONCACAF very, very well. I remember when Hulda Osek took charge and he came back, I think, from Panama, and he said to me, he goes, even no European team would like to play there. You know, so it's a mindset. You have to understand CONCACAF well, because CONCACAF has many different styles, many different environments that you go into. And luckily, you know, I have experience in that area.
Would it be tougher to play, say, one or if the group was a mix of Central America and Caribbean, as it's just all Caribbean like in this game?
Ah, it's a good question. I never even gave that any thought. I do know that for us, when Canada plays, if you look at how we play when we play European teams, we seem to be far more effective than when we play teams in Central America or the Caribbean. And I think a lot of that has to do with ground conditions and the environment. You know, you go from soft, damp ground to very hard, dry sort of fields, and it requires a different type of game completely. So that, for me, is the biggest challenge sometimes.
So knowing that you're getting three islands from the same region, you can pretty much expect a similar type of play across the three, given they're from the same area, or is that...
Well, I think you're going to see something very different from Puerto Rico. You know, St. Kitts and Lucia, a lot of the influence they have and the coaching they've had is from the UK. And they will use their physical qualities more, probably be a little more direct in that sense. But Puerto Rico, I think the style will be different.
So it's safe to say that when you go down there, you will be greeted very warmly.
I doubt it.
You guys taking your place?
We have a bag of it, but I don't know if the players actually use it. Probably go to sleep with their headphones.
Would they have big crowds down there? Like 5, 10, 15?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, I think Puerto Rico, it'll be crowded. The St. Lucia game, I think it's a novelty in terms of a qualification actually taking place down there right away. But I think you'll get good crowds.
Terry kind of from England, you know, he plays a very physical game just by virtue of his years grooming there. Now he's back here. Do you think players such as him now, they're kind of new to the team, they've got a handle on sort of when to tackle and when not to tackle with the referees and whatnot?
I don't know. We keep talking to Terry about that. Not just the tackling, but the language. The CONCACAF referees tolerate a lot less in that respect, but he's learning.
You talk a little bit about Dwayne O'Shea. He's played three games this season. There's been a lot of change in his life. I mean, do you notice he's obviously he had his issues with Toronto before he left. I mean, he's fairly a happy player now. He's making tens. Tell me he's happy where he is.
I think definitely. If you look at his game has joy in it again. He has a pep in his step. He trained fantastic today. It was unbelievable. And I think he's at a club that he feels at home and showing in his game.
He obviously played in New York, played with Henri, played with Mark Edson, but he learned a lot from playing with them. I mean, I guess you don't see anything from that in the way he plays.
Well, that's his own, you know, that's his own experiences, that he would see situations and say, I've seen this before and solve the problem this way and he'll know what to do. But as for me, you know, he's coming to the national team. He always has, never cheats. I like what I saw in this training session here, and I'm very impressed with his overall attitude and commitment.
I mean, obviously, as an African coach, how much of a joy is it for you to see a player move up the premiership and what they then bring to the...
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I was looking around yesterday, and then I realized, I didn't realize it before, how many of the players I actually had at a youth level, and they're now playing now for the Canada senior team, which... you know, it gives you a bit of satisfaction that you made the right choices at the youth level in the first place, and now that you see them start to fulfill their dreams, you're really happy for them. It's only for me to fulfill mine now.
With this new format of qualifying, a lot of games, and if you go the way guys at Sydney will be pulled over and transatlantic flights, I mean, do you get any kind of, what do you talk to the manager, and assume you talk to Paul, and do you ever get any kind of, really, you need him this weekend? Or?
Yeah, you get that from everybody, even in the left, it doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
You get that from everybody. You know, you make the call, or my manager makes the call, depending on how, you know, what kind of, you know, if they've been good in the past, I don't make the call. But if they've been, you know, a little bit hesitant, I would make the call. You know, I spoke to a keyboard coach a couple of times, and even some of the MLS coaches, do you really, you know, they're always fishing for something. You can't blame them. Their jobs are different from my job. And quite frankly, they don't give a shit about my job. So, you know, you're always going to get that.
I mean, what's your take on the argument? Obviously, the club has played the way it is. I've just had a thing a lot that they, when a guy goes away and he gets injured, you know, Alex Ferguson or whoever will, you know, scream blue murder and, you know. As an African trainer, what's your...
Well, you never want a player to be injured. That's the first thing. But it's always in the back of your mind. The only thing is, you don't want them thinking that when they're actually playing an international. Now, exhibition game is going to be different. But in this qualification, they're going to have to suffer, and hopefully nothing goes wrong.
Yeah.